The last topic that Nagel considers about death is whether we should think of it as a good or bad thing. He focuses on how we should feel about death given that there is no life after death, and he begins with the distinction between negative and positive goods or evils. Anything good or bad about death must derive from the fact that something which once was is no longer. The fact that something no longer exists for the dead person must ground our assessment of good or bad, because there is no longer anyone around for good or bad things to happen to. Instead, death could only be either a negative good, death is good because bad things are no longer happening, or it could be a negative evil, death is bad because good things are no longer happening. It may seem puzzling that death can be a negative good or evil when nobody exists to experience these good or bad things. But this is just a counterfactual claim, like when you say that the vase would have broken if you had dropped it. We feel bad or relieved for someone who died because had they not died, they would have had pleasures or suffering. And that's what we're pointing out when we say that death is a negative good or evil. It is worth thinking about how you might argue that death is a negative good or a negative evil.